Randy White, District 12.
Councilwoman Pittman, District
8. 8, yeah. Terrence Freeman at large, Group 1.
Ron Salem, Group 2 at large.
Reggie Gaffney, Jr., District 7.
Kevin Carrico, District 4. And I believe we have, for Councilmember Howland, Amber Lehman for ECA for Councilmember Nick Howland, and we have Mackenzie Connor, ECA for Councilman Rory Diamond. So thank each of you for taking the time today to attend the meeting. One of the things that I wanted to do was just give a little timeline for those who are new to the city council or process when it comes to leadership. I wanted to give a little context to how we got to where we're at. I know that there was an email sent around today by one of our colleagues, and I know there was a comment made last night about rushing to do things. We got to this position that we're in now because of something that actually happened to me. And Councilmember Morgan, not on behalf of me, it was actually some legislation that I was working on as well, filed a bill that said leadership conversations shouldn't take place in the fall. And so there was a time on this council where October, August, September, people were running and positioning for leadership and hosting meetings and getting their commitments or pledges before that year had ever taken place. So that is how we landed on this position of March. So when you look at March, March is when it's open for the whole 30 days. Anybody can put their name in, put their best case forward. That's what I experienced in that October of that year when I ran. There were several that had committed to one, and I believe maybe two people had committed to me, and I was going to wait until later. But I held the course because I knew that we couldn't have an election until May. And a lot of things happened as we got to that period and towards the end. So I really refute any comments that what we're doing in this process in this current model is a hasty decision or a rush decision. It is not. To answer the other part regarding new council members coming in, I was fortunate enough to be here when our tenured council members now first came in. And Councilmember Bowman made that statement. He said that I find this challenging that I'm having to select a leader when I haven't had a chance to see them serve. And at that time, he made a suggestion of council president serving 2 years. And he tried to go down that path, and he didn't get much traction in it. So I really wanted to give context. I want to also acknowledge that Sherry is here for Councilman Carlucci's office, and Brooke is here for Councilmember DeFore's office. So I really wanted to give context. I wanted to give history to how we got where we're at. Any other comments or thoughts that are derived are opinions, and people are welcome to have them. But this is how this body that we're serving under, that's how we got here. So I'm honored today to somewhat hold what's becoming a tradition. When you have a vice president that has done what Ron has done, which is to be a strong sounding board, not for me, but for you all, to be present and to be able to help his colleagues to join in with them. For me, to be someone that was always supportive, even when he was disagreeing, which is fine. I mean, we're human here. We're not going to agree on everything. But the role of vice president is really tough, and it's tough to try to disappear, especially when you come to that seat with a lot of life experience. You come to that seat with a lot of civic experience and with a lot of political experience like he has. And, Ron, I want to tell you, you've done an amazing job. You've been a tremendous and a terrific vice president. And so I'm honored today to do the same thing that was done for me by my predecessor, Sam Newby, Councilmember Newby, and I like to say past president Newby, and hosting this meeting for you, just as if not anything else, to show my appreciation for in my toughest times. And many of you know my story with my son being born during redistricting and fighting for his life, and NICU, knowing that I had someone that was there and engaged and ready to step in and willing to step in. So I want to thank you for that. And at this time, he's got a tremendous bio. We all should know it. So I'm not going to bore you with it, but I'd really want to give the floor to you, Council Vice President, and offer my full support and endorsement for next Council President.
First of all, thank you for doing this. Yes, I'm announcing today for president of the city council. This is a position that I have, I think, worked towards over the last 4 years. I think I've been involved in some significant legislation, and I've been involved in some leadership roles where I think I've demonstrated to my colleagues that I have the potential to lead, and I try to lead by example. All of you are my friends, all 19 of us, and I try to keep it that way. I don't get personal with various votes and such, and I think that's the relationship that I will continue to have with all my colleagues. I think that's important to be fair to all and maintain that cordial relationship with everyone, irrespective of party or position on a particular issue. I want to lead this council that continues to move the city forward. I think we'll have some real challenges this year in particular, where we're going to have 9-10 new council members. We'll have a new mayor. And I think my organizational strengths will allow us to pull all that together, get those new people up to speed as quickly as we can, and continue to do great things for this city. So I appreciate that, and I hope I can earn your support today or in the near future.
Thank you, Council Vice President Salem, and I would like to, one, be the first to offer my support, and we'll be signing a form and would open up the floor now if there are any discussions or any questions that my colleagues may have for you.
No questions, really. Just a couple statements about our Council Vice President, some things that I've noticed and watched in him over my 2.5 years. One, he does his homework. He comes prepared. I learned that being on the finance committee with him this summer, and he's not afraid to ask the question. There's a lot of things that we might think, but, you know, he asks it. He gets his name in the queue, and he asks that question. He doesn't overthink it. He gets it out there and starts some great dialogue. And sometimes we've disagreed, but one thing about Council Vice President Ron Salem is that he knows how to disagree with respect. So he won't disrespect you if you're not on the same side of an issue. He'll tell you just how it is, and this is how I feel, and not emotional, no hurt feelings, and I respect that about you. I've had the chance to serve under your leadership. I was on the TEU committee when I first got elected in the special election, and I was kind of lost and went through a couple meetings and didn't really have anything to say, and you were like, Kevin, you need to speak up more. And I was like, I'm not really interested in this committee, sir. And he was like, you're not interested. And he broke it down. This is how much we spend on trash. And he just gave me the list of it. He's like, so you better be interested. You better pay attention. I respect a little more out of you. And I was like, all right, sir, you got it. So that was just kind of a moment that I'll remember when I was a rookie. So I've always had a lot of respect for you, and I think you'll do a great job as president. And I'm also here in support of that. So I will definitely sign your pledge and definitely look forward to serving under your leadership next year. You're welcome.
For me, I'm still a newbie. You know, I've been on this job now for 100 days. You know, I just been learning, looking after your leadership. You know, it's been a blessing and an honor to serve. You know, I've been trying to glean after the next 18 city councils, because I'm trying to take something from everyone so I could be the best city council. But for me, it's just pretty much just being quiet, soaking in the knowledge. But from the 90-something days that I've been here, you have demonstrated, you know, excellent leadership, you know. So it's been an honor. I have watched you from afar, you know, from my dad was on city council. And, you know, he speak very highly of you. And, you know, he was my mentor. So anybody he speak very highly of, you know, they pretty much have my support too. But like I say, it's an honor to serve. It's an honor to be on city council. You know, you definitely have my support. You know, hopefully I could be in you guys, you know, shadow one day, you know. But right now I'm just soaking it all up and learning. So thank you.
Thank you, Junior.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Call you Junior, right? Ron, you know you and I have worked together for a long, long, long time. And I respect the work that you do. And A lot of times we don't get along, and sometimes we do get along. And at the end of the day, it's not really about us. It's about the people that we serve in the community and how the constituents depend on us. I would say I enjoy being on the special committees that you and I have been on, or me as your co-chair, and making sure that whenever the dollars are coming down, that it is distributed in a fair way. And, you know, I know you as being a fair man, and I just want to make sure that as you step in this position, that you will continue to do that and make sure that it's diverse in every way possible. And I feel like I can say that to you because we have worked together, and you know how I feel about certain things. And, you know, what's important to me going forward, and I can share this with you, is because we do have a lot of new people coming on. And really, 4 years is not enough to really learn all the things that you need to know about council, but how you can bring us together, as it says, the institutionalized and the newbies that are coming on. Because, you know, over the years, when people, or I should say council members, move out, you lose that, especially if we need to follow up with things like JSABs and, you know, studies that have been done over the years that we need to make sure that it's followed up on. So I love your leadership in what you have done over the years. And I can say I can support you fully because, one, you asked me first, and you appear to be loyal. And what we've done over the years, and to me, that means a lot, to be loyal and do what you say you're going to do and not back up. So with that in mind, that's all I have to say, and I can support you.
Thank you. I certainly appreciate your leadership style, and what I like has all been said. You do your homework. You probably know the answer to the question before you asked it, but you always verify. That's good, and I'm hoping for you that you don't have as tough a year as our present president has had. It's been a lot of issues, and he's handled it professionally, and you will too. And I gladly support you, and look forward to the new year. Thank you.
Sure.
Can I say something? Yeah. My name's not Carr. I'm sorry.
It's going to be an honorary.
Well, first of all, before I say anything about Ron, I want to, first of all, let's thank our president right now, President Terrence Freeman. You have done a great job, and, you know, you did a great job as vice president, but you have really done a great job. You far exceeded my expectations, and as a big brother talking to a little brother, I'm truly proud of you and proud of the work that you're doing. Let's give him a big hand for that. And piggybacking on what he said earlier about the letter, you know, I think Joyce Morgan did this legislation. One of the reasons why, because I remember in 2021, I found myself running for vice president before Thanksgiving. And Tommy, we ran about the same time, and it was Thanksgiving. And we felt kind of bad because Scott Wilson really had just got in office, and he was running for president, and I was running for vice president. So I think this process now, it's the perfect process because, March is the perfect time. And so, you know, I thank Councilwoman Morgan for doing this. So let me talk about Ron Seller. You know, Ron became like a brother to me. We became really close. And one of the best decisions I made was when I made him finance chair under my administration. He did a phenomenal job, probably one of the best finance chairmen that we ever had. And I think we had $4 million surplus. And so you did a phenomenal job. He's a super loyal, smart person. I can't think of a better person to come in now, especially with 9 new council members. So, Ron, I know you're going to do a great job. I'm looking forward to watching you on the rocking chair. And I know you're going to be do a great job. And so thank you, first of all, for being an excellent finance chair. Thank you for being an excellent vice chairman, and I know you're going to be a super, super good president. So thank you, and God bless.
Thank you. Can I? Yeah, sure. Couple things. When I ran for vice president, I was
very felt very good at the fact that the four black council members from 7, 8, 9, and 10 came to my notice meeting when I ran for vice president, because I think most people view me as one that gets along and tries to work with everybody. And today I've got two here as well, two that are running for reelection. That makes me feel good, because I'm an R, you're a D. I understand all that. But when you're moving the city forward, we're all in this together. And that's why I'm so grateful that you guys are here. Thank you.
Well, thank everyone for coming. And my daughter's already getting mad at me for trying to be funny, but I do have to close with something humorous. And so I served on that finance committee as well with Council Vice President. And the one thing I used to always say to him was, like, man, you're so prepared that you're asking questions you already have the answer for, right? And I challenged him when he asked me about leadership and president and what are my thoughts. And I'm like, you know, show your colleagues you can work with them. But the kind of humorous thing that I'll say, and I don't see anybody in here from legislative services, but if you know how deep he goes into the weeds, y'all better get ready, because he's going to keep you busy. He's going to ask for all the details, all the T's to be crossed and I's to be dotted. And that's just his makeup. And so I laugh when I think about that, man, because they're going to have their, and you retired recently. So this is full time for him. So good luck. All right. With that being said, Councilmember White, yes.
Does the couple of folks here it's representing, do they need to say anything?
Would y'all like to say something on the record? All right. Thank you so much. Mackenzie. So she's here in support for Rory Diamond. And Ms. Lehman, and she's here pledging support for Councilmember Nick Howland. All righty. Thank you so much for that. And with that being said, this meeting's adjourned.
Yeah.
The next one's scheduled at 1:30. So there's a break.